Parshas Yisroi. Parshas Yisroi. We discuss the main theme of the parasha. Maseres and Dibros Kabbalah Satorah. Every year, Avada, the parasha Shavua, Klal Yisrael, the Gemara of the Kedach that Shnayim Mikra v'Yachet Targum, the discussion of the week, and at the Shabbos table, even beforehand, is the parasha. We live through the parasha Shavua. And that's not just in order to have the Divrei Torah available that we could discuss, and obviously it's also indirectly a way that Klal Yisrael is always mechubert one to the next in the Koyach HaTorah. Wherever we go, we could talk to other Yidden, Mahalk of the Parish HaShavua. But the Vada, the Yisroi, that Dvarim is also that we relive the Parish HaShavua. Whatever shayach to that parasha is something that we should be working on, something that we should bring into our lives. We should make it part of our lives. Is make it a goal, at least for that week, to try to achieve the yisoidos, the lessons that the parasha has to teach us. And the parasha is yisoi. It's one of those parashas. Aseres Adibros Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah is the sugya of Shavuos, but it's also obviously in this time of year an important lesson has to be learned. Because Be'etzem, every day there's a new Kabbalah HaTorah. Hayoyim, Rashi says, Torah should be Chadoshim Be'inecho Kila Hayoyim. Just like you got it today. Be'etzem, every single day we have a Kabbalah HaTorah. Every single day there's an Asinus HaTorah. And in order to Mekabel the Torah, anything that a person is Mekabel, the person has to know what he's getting. To understand the gift, to understand the value of the possession that's coming into his hands. When the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's a dangerous thing to give something a matana, he doesn't know what it is exactly. Because everything in this world was created for the proper usage. And if you don't know what it's about, you don't know the mechanism, so you'll have trouble bringing about its function. And Torah obviously is no less. So we have to understand what it means, Kabbalah HaTorah, not just for Shavuos or Pesach, because every single day is Kabbalah HaTorah. We make the bracha Noisein HaTorah, not Nosan HaTorah. Noisein means every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Torah. What is Kabbalah HaTorah about? What's the yisoid? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us, it'll be the pasuk in this week's parasha of Vayis Yatzvu B'Sachtis Hohor. Klal Yisrael stood at the foot of the mountain. Melamed says the Gemara, Shekofa Aleihem Har Kegiges. Hashem was Kofa Aleihem the Har like a Gigis, like a barrel. V'omar, Imatem B'Kavlam Es Hator Mutov. If you accept the Torah very well, v'imlav shom teikurascha. The interesting to note the lashon over here, shom teikurascha, not po, shom over there. But even more so, as Tosfos asks in Shabbos Peiches, what is the pshat? Although we know in this week's parasha, the parasha Mishpatim also, Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai. with a slogan that we sing, that we talk about. Klal Yisrael came ready and prepared, Nasev and Ishma. All the other Umayyads were asked, you want the Torah? Klal Yisrael said, Nasev and Ishma. We're ready. We're ready, willing, and able to accept the Torah. They were ready, willing, and able to accept the Torah. So what does Hashem have to force? Take the mountain, hang it over their heads. Not only, what does He do? Amayis ha-neis kol, the extra neis, Hashem uprooted the mountain, lifted it above their heads, hung it above their heads, and said, Klal Yisrael, if you accept the Torah, mutav. V'imlav shom dekulasam. They accept, they said willing. So he has Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Peichas. Medrash Tanchumim in Parshas Noyam also discusses the issue. Maybe we'll get to the Medrash Metzashem. So the Maisa, what it would say of Mahalach, which is very, very Yisoyistic for us to know as B'nai Torah, for the world to know. It's something that every Yid has to know, and has to not just know, but live with. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, on the test, the Gemara tells us that there were different people who were Mechayiv in Torah. Hillel's Mechayiv Esaniyim, the Gemara says, the blood of Ben Aroch, Mechayiv Esashirim, and so on and so forth, the Gemara says. Different Tanoim were Mechayiv. What do you mean Mechayiv? Yosef was Mechayiv as a Rishoyim. What does it mean Mechayiv? That if a person's going to come, La'osid Lovot, and have a Taina, he's not a Taina. I wasn't as rich. I couldn't learn Torah. So they say, why can you learn Torah? You know why I can learn Torah? Never. I was a poor man. I had no parnasa. I tried to make a parnasa. I tried to do what I could. I had a little shop. I had to work hours and hours in my shop. The Parnassah gate niche, it didn't go. You know, I had this nice store. Borough Park. Sold socks. The sock business didn't go. I tried slippers, Crocs. We tried different zachin. Gate niche. There's a time on me. I spent hours and hours trying to make a Parnassah. And Crocs and this and that. Nothing went. Is there a time on me? I couldn't learn Torah. Zokt, the Gemara, he's not going to have a Taina. Why won't he have a Taina? Zokt, the Gemara, because when he showed him Hillel. What was the mice with Hillel? Zokt, the Gemara, it's Yom Lamed Hayam Day. Zokt, the Gemara, Tani Rabbana, Ani Yiva, Ashi, Barashi, Baal, Adin, Ani, 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 my shop and bar bomb just didn't go, it was so busy. He earned the trepik every day. He earned one trepik. He earned one trepik every day. In those times, it wasn't like today, you had to pay a guy to come to Beis Medrash, but you paid to get into Beis Medrash. So I think we should start that over again and make it easier for me. You didn't pay, oh, we'll pay you, we'll give you a soda, chips, this, you get him to come to Beis Medrash. You want to come to Beis Medrash, you had to pay to get into Beis Medrash. That was the minute. So Hillel earned one traffic. Can you imagine what he was doing with that? Vaistas, he wasn't, the Gemara says he was onis. It was Mechayim Adani, and Vaistas, he wasn't making millions, right? He was making a trip, it was nothing. Half of his parnasa of the full day, he would give away to come to the Beis Medrash. Zokti Gemara, Pamachal, Vaimotzal, Istaker, Vaimotzal, Yichoy, Shoyim, Beis HaMedrash, Likones. They didn't let him come to the basement. He didn't have the money. He just wants to learn Torah. That's all I want. You have no money, no tiki, no washi. That's it. You don't have the money. You don't get into base measures. What did he do? Zok to Gemara, Olo v'nitla v'yoshua p'yaruba. He went and sat on top of the sunroof of the base measures. Teshi yishma divrei elikim b'chayim. Yifishmaya v'avtani. Omru Zok to Gemara, Oysa yoyim erif Shabbos hoyo. It was erif Shabbos. Utkufas Tevis Hoysa. Utkufas Tevis Vyorin Alov Sheleg Menashamayan. Not like they predict over here. This is Sheleg Yushalayan. Kids are up all night waiting for the Sheleg. Sheleg Menashamayan, my emissary Sheleg, Roysay. Achemon de Gesheleg. Kisha Olamur Ashach, Omlu Shmael Avtalian. Avtaf, Behol Yom Abai's Meh, by Yom Afu, it's dark in here. It's very dark. What's going on? Shema Yom Hamunanu. Yeru, the most odden Baruba. They saw the Musadim in Aruba. Olu umotol of roim shloish amoy sheleg. Three amoys of sheleg above this human. They saw a panel of hill of sheleg. Parkour v'chitzu. They took him down for the sakonis the forge zichu. Vayishiyub of shivu b'kenegan hamedura. Amru roi zel lechal of zashabes. Roi zel lechal of zashabes. Many of the gemais everybody probably saw in the coloring books in first grade. In the Talmud call, we do the Bible call, but now all the Talmud call. Everybody remembers the story, they grew up. Oh, but the Gemara is a pellet of Isaiah. The Gemara says, Yaakov Pfefferheimer from Borough Park comes to din. He has a crock shop in Borough Park, downtown Borough Park, 18th and 46th. He has a shop, and he comes in, and he says, they come to him. Based in Shomai left 120, he comes up, fixes his tie with his Armand Valentino suit. He comes in and he says, Michal and Gabriel, they come and ask him, why don't you learn Torah? So he says, where are my Crocs? Come on, Gabriel, maybe you want to try some Crocs. You want to have Malachim, what time they wear, what size are you? No Crocs, 1 foot, 2 foot, whatever it is. The kids are Crocs, this doesn't work with them. Why aren't you learning Torah? What do you mean Crocs? I was busy with Crocs the whole time. So they take this Yankel Pfefferheimer and they tell him, Yankel, what do you mean? Yankel Pfefferheimer, how are you from Borough Park with your mom and every you in a Hanami, but why weren't you like Hillel? You have a Kasha Yankel Pfefferheimer, why wasn't he like Hillel? He burned the Kuliyama, Hillel, look what Hillel the Tanya. The Halakha Hillel, the Tana, we have a Tana. Why wasn't he like Hillel? What's the Tana on him? What's the Kasha? Why weren't you like Hillel? Hillel's going to Mechayev the Ani. We're going to take every Ani who Mamas made it, he's worked hard to make it, but why weren't you learning Torah? Why don't you learn Torah? But obviously it means he wasn't going to eat him because obviously you have to make a panosa. The person has a machine to make a panosa. Has to make a panosa. That's not the title. The title, why wasn't he Isaac Batoya? By his choice, he could have been Isaac, but he wasn't. The title was, I was busy with my panosa. I wasn't doing anything. I thought I was doing a virus. I was busy with my panosa. And I didn't have any time to learn Torah. No time to learn Torah. So they say, okay. You don't have time to learn Torah. No Tana. What's your proof against me? So if we brought him Shmuel Yankabovich from his block across the street, who taka works day and night, but he gets up 5:30 in the morning to give a daf yoyimi or to go to a daf yoyimi. Oh, that's a taina, a Yankel Pfefferheimer. But who are you going to bring as a taina, Yankel Pfefferheimer? The Gemara's a Pella, Hillel. That's you bring Uriah? Yatsum. What's Pshat in this Gemara? And the same with Rishoyim. Rishoyim says, I bought my taiva. I was a burning taiva, Rahman al-Tsan, for this or that, and this or that. Talk to Gemara, and that's why I couldn't learn Torah. This guy has movies and Zachin burning up, and wants to take him away from Torah. I'm going to have a time to watch my Torah. I don't know. They didn't have the iPod in those times. What are you going to say to him? Why were you like Yosef HaTzadik? You don't think Yosef wasn't that? Why were you like Yosef HaTzadik? Yeah, that's the title on the mensch. This guy from 22nd century, with every single button in the world, he could press in 1 minute, he could have anything he wants, any scene in the world he wants, he could have. And we ask you, what's the tie on you? Rabbi Yosef, please come in and be the prosecuting against this yid. What Hashem Rabbi is sitting on? The teretz, this Gemara is the teretz to the kash of Kof Aleim Harkikit. You saw that Dvorim is the Maral, and Rav Chaim Shulevitz said Pshat in this Gemara also. And there she wasn't coming to answer the kash of Kof Aleim Harkikit, but I'm bringing the two together to answer it. And you saw it is a boy side. That Ma'asev in Nishma is Gevalik. It's one of the greatest things that Kaiso ever came together to say. It's Tata Soli that we take pride. That we said that all the Umoids were offered the opportunity to learn Torah. They were told to get the Torah and they didn't want it, Maksivte. We wanted to have to hear first what it says. We're ready to accept. But there's a chasar in Ma'asev in Nishma. There's a chasar. Nasa v'nishma means we're going to do our P.R. Ratzon. We're going to do whether we have a, when we have a Ratzon. We have a Ratzon to now mekabel the Torah. We have a desire. We want to mekabel the Torah. But let's say that Ratzon is going to run out. Let's say one day I don't have so much cheshek for learning today. I woke up in the morning on the wrong side of the bed. The Rebbe woke me up too early. Only a quarter to ten. He usually wakes me up at 10:15. I had a rough night sleeping last night. I went to bed 4 a.m. How can I get up so early? It's been a rough night. I don't have so much rotzon to come to the basement today. Kofale and hakigigis. In my temekavimus atoyu mutov, din lav shom tehek fugas. The message is that Torah is not something that's an extra. Torah is not something that could be decided or totally in your ratzon whether you have a cheshek or don't have a cheshek. Torah is the lifeblood of Yidden. Torah is the lifeblood. And that means, what it says. Im atem mekabel mesat Torah mutov v'im lav shom tekfurascha. Over there is going to be yitfura. That means in any generation where we saw the slacking off in Torah, there is going to be a kfura because Torah is life itself. Ki heim chayenu v'erachamein uvehem negiyon. That Klal Yisrael had to come to the realization, it's not just the dessert, it's not the appetizer. It's the mainstay of our lives. And without Torah, we're be'etzem dead. Without Torah, without an attachment to Torah, without a life stooped with Torah, connected to Torah, you're not living. You have a chesoron in Chayim. And that's Shom B'Deik for us. It's not enough just to have a desire. It's not enough just to realize it's an important thing. It's a precedent in my life. We have to know, we have to realize, we have to take this with us throughout our lives. Ki heim chayeinu. This is our life. This is what makes us tick. Everything else that we do, important, we have to do it. But what's your life? But what gives you life? What makes you tick? What makes your heart beat? My connection to Torah. And the more connected to Torah, the more chayim I have. The more connected to Torah, the more living I am. And the less connected. I might be existing, as we said, but living I'm not. To be a chay. A Yiddish chai, a Yiddet chai, is through an attachment to Torah. Shom tei furas. Zokub chayim shulamitz. If Torah would be an important thing, we can't ask why would you like Hillel. But if Torah is life in itself, if Torah is the thing that has to give us life, what's your taina? I was ani, but you weren't living. What's your time? But where's your life? What's the time? I have too much money. I'm too busy with my nechassim. But how are you living? When are you going to live? The taina is why weren't you like Hillel? Is the taina is why don't you seek out life itself? And just as reading this Gemara, the Gemara is so madrig with his this is my, I don't know if Reb Chaim Shmuel it says it, Mirya Dikadik in the Gemara. Stamaha, Zot, when he went up to the roof, Rabbi Yisrael. Lechoyra Stam was a mysterious nefesh, Lechoyra, that's not Shaykh in his belt, to go up to a roof, and Stam wasn't a hot day. Stam was a very cloudy, cold day. Hillel knew what he was getting himself into. What state the Gemara? The Olav and Itla the Yoshua Piaruba. He went and he was told up Piaruba Kadesh Yishma Divre Elokim Chaye. The words of Elokim Chaye. What's Elokim Chaye? Chaye is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's the Noisim Chaye. The Torah Akdosh is Divre Elokim Chaye. This is what gives us sustenance. That's what gives a Yid life. Hillel knew that without going up to the roof, what's he going to do? So he's Basta. He's Basta. What did he do? He doesn't have the traffic. He doesn't have the Chetzi traffic. What should he do? He's honest. Kol mitzvah shebetoira. A person's honest. He's Basta. Zel, go home, Hillel. You are potter. You heard me? You are potter. You are honest. Shabbat Phoebe. Rebbe, I can't come to base members today. I'm lying in bed. What's wrong? Sniffles again. I have 97.6, a little bit under the norm. I don't have fever, but I have under the norm. I'm cold. Potter, you got the check from the Rebbe. Full excuse according to all sheikhs. You got even a letter faxed in from your mother from America. Please excuse David today. He won't be able to make it to the base measure. Packed into the office. Very good. Stay in the bed. Of a chayim he won't have. Chayim he won't have! He has the betur. He's potter from the mitzvah. But he's missing life. He can't live. Hillel went up to the roof. He was potter. What's he doing? But Hillel felt, okay, I'm potter. But am I going to have life today? I'm going to feel I lived life today? Was it worth it going through motions today when I didn't learn Torah today? Did I have any fulfillment in my life? I made my traffic. I supported my family. Everything is fine and dandy. And I have the tour. Everybody who I go to, every rub in the business says, you are potter. Potter, 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 potter. You're an honest Rahmana Patre. Oh, but he still felt in Chayim. I'm missing life. Well, that's what Hillel was telling us. And that's what Hillel's Mechayim. There's no excuse. No matter what situation in life, there's no excuse. That person has to always have some keshet to die. For if not, he's missing. He's missing life itself. And this is what we have to understand what Kabbalah Torah is all about. Until we, the hair, until we understand this, until we know this, until we know that a day in our life can't go by, whether it's a Friday, where it's a relaxed day, if we prepare for our Shabbos nap, so we have to nap it out. But you have to, you always prepare for something, we're doing the same thing, so you have to nap it out on Friday. So you nap it out on Friday to have a good nap on Shabbos. Well, whether it's preparing the whole, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. You have to bear cholent. Prefer your mitzvah. Prepare the cholent. Cut the potato. And it's endless. You have to make hachonas for Shabbos. Of a no day of a person's life can go by without some cash at the time. Whether it's a Shabbos, where we have to have oinek Shabbos, avadar of us. And we have to enjoy all the delicacies. Beautiful. And it's a mitzvah. Oh, but a day without Torah is a day without life itself, for my son. V'chol chafotecha lo yishvuvah. No matter Torah, no matter what mitzvah in the world, there is nothing in the world that is can compare to the Indian of Torah. We have to avada, we have a chiyuv, and it's a gaval b'gazach, and we're not making things down. Mitzvahs, and we have to chop as many mitzvahs as possible, but a person has to know that his attachment to life is through his limudat, to his esekat. L'malo asakta b'toyah, why don't you learn Torah? Hillel's mechayev asani. They say a ma'aser of Dov Pavarsky. He was once very sick, and the doctors told him that he has to get into bed, he has to take it easy. And he had to go through some tests, and it was getting taka very, very serious, and taka, the situation wasn't improving. And the Rashiva asked the doctor, is the child just that he can just learn some Torah now? He said, no way, you must stay in bed, the situation is serious, you have to stay in bed. So David Taka for a while was listening to the doctor, but he see the situation wasn't improving and he just couldn't stay in bed. So he disobeyed. And he went to his study to learn Torah. The Maisa, after a while, okay, you have to know who you're holding, but you saw the story that we want to get to. After a while, the family noticed a tremendous change in Abdullah Tavarsky. He was absorbed in the sugya, his face started to generate blood, was moving to his face, paleness left him. And he started to look back, came in after a while, the family saw that he was kamat. A different person. So the mishpacha went over to David and he asked him, what's pshat? To explain, what's the mitzvah over here? So he said, if a yid, his whole life is accustomed to learning Torah, without it, he's missing his life. How does the doctor expect me to get better when I don't have my life sustaining, my thing that gives me life, my life sustaining equipment? And the same Meister said to Yaakov Kamenetsky that he was very makbid yet azach to listen to the doctors. A doctor once told him, once said over here, that he used to stop smoking. He was a man of 70 already, and he has to stop smoking. And the Doylem people that took it on early didn't know the downside of smoking. So Rabbi Yaakov was once by the doctor's office and they told him that the smoking is taka very, 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 very detrimental to his health right now. He has to stop smoking totally. Rabbi Yaakov was used to smoke for years, 40 years. He took out the pack of cigarettes that was still in his pocket on the way out of the office. The doctor said he dumped it in the garbage. But Rabbi Yaakov, one time, he was taka commanded by the doctor because he had certain headaches that he shouldn't learn at all. Here, Rabbi Yaakov, by the way, I read the story in one of the books of Rabbi Yaakov, he didn't listen. And Rabbi Yaakov explained that a person has a chiyuv to listen to the doctors, and a person always has to know the situation. But Rabbi Yaakov says, when he's taking away my life, when he's taking away my life sustenance, the thing that gives me life, how does a child to listen? It's pikuach nafesh. And that's what the Gedolim felt, Rabbi Yisai. A day without learning. A day without steiging. A day without spending some time of that day involved in Limud HaTorah is not just pshat. I'm missing something extra. There's something that Ela pshat is life's not the same. I'm missing an essence of my life. There's a part of my life that's been taken away. And therefore their love for Torah, and a desire for Torah, of every God of war, that every second, every moment is precious. For this is life. This is the source of life. This is the connection to life. And this is the thing that's going to inspire my life. So they give me a different life. And that's the koyach of Torah. And that's how we build an avas at Torah. If we realized, you go to a hospital, chas v'shalom, you see, Rechmon Litzlan people that are gasping for air, that are fighting sicknesses, that are on respirators, but they're moving on, they're continuing with life. They're fighting, every second of life is precious to them. Another day. They're pushing on, why? They can't part with life. They don't want to part with life, this is life itself. How much would a person do? How much a person would give? How much money, how much effort, how much time, Rachmanah Litzlan, would a person pay for more life? Another few years of life. If a person understood that every second of time, every hour of learning, that's real life, what would a person do? What would a person give up? What would a person apply himself in order to be successful, in order to be involved, in order to do as much time as possible in that world? All the Teretz is, we don't believe it. We don't look at it that way. That's not our perspective. We look at Torah, it's a nice thing. It's something that a Jew has to do. You know, he has to go to say Tashlich every year, bring his crumbs and empty out his pockets. And he has to learn Torah. He has to buy a big pomegranate at Pomegranates in Flatbush and eat it on Rosh Hashanah. And he has to learn Torah. He has to eat fish on Shabbos. All different types of fish. And also learn Torah. That's not the perspective of the Chazal teaching us. Chazal teaching us that without Torah, we're missing. We're missing from our essence, life of life. And I want to explain this to us. What's the pshat? We see people living. But they're not learning Torah. We see people functioning. We see people having a good time and getting on in life. And they're not necessarily learning Torah. They don't have a kviyas itim la Torah. They don't go to shiurim. They don't go to on Shabbat. They don't learn Torah. It looks fine. And what he said, the quality of life, the essence of that, the life has a purpose, that the life has meaning, that it's real life. The goyim also enjoy food. But what gives meaning to our lives? What gives it a purpose? What gives us a real satisfaction, not a temporary satisfaction? What touches our essence? That's real Torah. Torah, as we said, is the nourishment of the soul. As the Chofetz Chaim we mentioned last week in the Abdoma, it's the nourishment of the soul. The soul fills itself up. Who are we, Be'etem? We're the Shamas. The Guf is only an outer wrapping. Guf is only an outer wrapping of who we really are. Our essence is on the Shamas. And the Shama nourishes, takes sustenance, gets enlightened, becomes excited, goes into motion through the koyach of Torah. When a person learns Torah, his essence is changed. He's turned on. What's turned on? The neshama is now turned on. His mitzvahs are different. Halavai oisi yazu, says the Medrash. V'seirasi shamaru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, halavai oisi yazu. Halavai they would leave everything. V'seirasi shamaru, shama'or shabo yasriya v'mufa. The light of the Torah. The light. There's a moiridika or that generates from limanat Torah, boy, that if a person learned Torah in the right way, he could be holding far away, but the essence of Torah would turn him on. And it doesn't have to be dafka the Torah from Limud of Amuna. They once asked of Uri Zohar, he's starting out with a Baal Tshuva. You want to get him turned on. What should we learn with him? Should I take out Mesila Shisharim and start learning Machoy Vosel Boilomor of Mamushal Ramchal's Machoy Vosel Boilomor? Should we take out the Ramchal's other Sfarim Dach, the Tfunois? Maybe we should take out the Kuzari, the Yudah Chosid, and discuss the issues of Yiddishkeit. Maybe other Sfarim. So for Uri Zoya, you want to get a Baal Tshuva turned on, take a Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, open it up, Shnayim Oichsim B'talis, Ze Oime HaKula Shali, Ze Oime HaKula Shali. What's the Pshad of Isaac? Because the Yisoid of Torah, the Ma'or of Torah, that leaked in the Limud HaTorah, which is Divrei Elokim Chaim, and we learned in the Gemara, it's the words of Elokim Chaim, the Ribono Shel Olam, who's the essence of life. Those words are words that give life, they sustain, they turn on, they get excited, the Neshama Shaboy. And when his Neshama attaches itself to those words, and he's open for it, there's nothing that's going to stop him from continuing away. We'll work on the Hashkafa later. Learn with them Baba Kama. I saw a similar mice now. The Freifeld, the Shlomo Freifeld. He once had a guy that came to him, and for some reason he was sent to jail. And he had to go down to see this town. It was a new town in Phil. And Phil happened to end up in a jail, and he went down to see him. He was just starting out in Yiddishkeit. He was afraid the fact that he'd be in this jail, and he didn't get any kesher to Yiddishkeit yet. What's going to be with him? He happened to notice there in the jail, there happened to be some activists, some yeshiva bacham that had been activists that happened for some reason to be also around. So he told me, do me a favor, learn some Torah with this yid. Learn some Torah with this yid. I wanted to be able to come out and be turned on. Person distance way out. What do you tell them? Learn some Torah with him. And we every day have the opportunity to nourish our neshamas of this. To turn on the neshamas. To be enlightened. That this is how we're going to gain Amas HaTorah. Bacham are looking for the secret. Rebbe, what's the secret? The secret is absorbing ourselves, being diligent, throwing ourselves into the Limud HaTorah, but having that realization that this Limud HaTorah is not just some mitzvah. This Limud HaTorah is not just some something extra that a yid does. This is the lifeblood. This is our sustenance that a person should drink. Having shoysim in some after rams is the mission of us. Drink it with such thirst. Like a fish that's in water, Chazal Madama. That when another drop of water comes from heaven, his mouth is open, oh, he's surrounded by water. Of Anocha Chidush. Another spiritual Chidush. Another thing that might turn on the Neshama. A little bit more for the Neshama. A little bit more nourishment. A person is never full when it comes to Olam Hazeh. He's always looking for another restaurant. We just heard up in Talpiot. A new restaurant opened up. Everybody has to hit it up. L'havdil alef adolis. The Sham was always looking for an ayachidish. Another shtikol Torah. Another dvar Torah. Because the soul could never be nourished enough with this chios. This chios that the Torah speaks. In every breath of Torah, there's another nourishment from the Sham. It's divrei Elokim Chayim. And this is what we have to realize. A person can go through yeshiva for years and realize, okay, I learned Torah, it's a very nice thing. but he has to know to take it with him, wherever he is. Whether it's a Bein Hazmanim, it's a Bein Hazmanim, no official yeshiva. What am I learning today? When am I learning today? What am I nourishing this? A person's married, he's in Parnasa. When am I nourishing this soul today? I have this appointment, I have that appointment, I have this to take care of, but what's going to be with life? And I come up 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock, and I didn't learn it, so I take out a Mishnah, I take out a piece of Gemara, and I sit down and learn it. Because if I don't nourish the soul today, it's going to shrivel up. And it's going to be open. If I don't keep the soul nourished, it's going to be overtaken by the gulf. And that's where the spiritual downfall takes place, Rabbi Yisrael. Many Talmidim have a kesher with. If you want to find the point of the spiritual downfall, the downslide, where does it start from? They stopped learning for a few days. They missed their kfiyas. They stopped their chavrusa. Okay. Keep Shabbos. I buy gala every Shabbos. I still light the menorah. Every Hanukkah. I have hum and tash and Purim also. But you ask him deep down, the mitzvahs are not the same. He goes through the motions. He even sings Manishtana with the Hebrew. With his kids. He sings it together on Pesach. And he sings Ma'ot Sur in the greatest, Mamish, all the Nigunim, to Gilligan's Island, or something like that. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, Yiddishkeit is missing. There's no flame, there's no oil. Ki ne'er mitzvah v'sayir ha'or! Toi ne'er is doimah to a mitzvah! Mitzvah is doimah to a ne'er! Toi is doimah to the ha'or! The Rashiva, our Rashiva, Shlita, should be well in name of Esrim. His Shver was Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman's Shver was of Andron. When Rabbi Andron came to America, he started the Yeshiva called RJJ. I don't know if it's still around today, if it's not around today. But he started a Yeshiva called RJJ. At that time, Yidden had come to America from a Yidden with long beards and payas and Allah Zachar, the boy said. Yeah, we don't realize the Nisoyan that was, but he came to America and it was a very, very difficult situation. As everybody heard the stories, Shabbos observance was very, very difficult. There was always Nisoyanis. Every week people would go to shul, go to work for a week, for 6 days, they would come Shabbos, they wouldn't go in Shabbos. The boss said, you didn't turn up Shabbos, where were you? Religious observance, kol tov. Try some other business. And they go from job to job to job, and a lot of yidden gave in. A lot of yidden would make kiddush, mamash achor, even having gato, but the soil was already, they would make kiddush Friday night, make kiddush Shabbos morning, and go to work. Mamash Shabbos day after kiddush. Rachmon al-Islam. So Rav Andron pushed very strong to start a yeshiva. And he was pushing very stark. And his sales pitch, he told people that we have to establish yeshivas. And he said this vort. He said, Ki ner mitzvah the Torah are. About a yidden had mitzvahs! And yidden were involved in mitzvahs! But if there's no yeshiva, there's going to be a big problem. You know why? When you light a candle, he said, when you light a candle gives light, but a heavy wind comes by, a powerful wind, the candle's not going to blow anymore. The candle's going to blow out, you won't have any candle anymore. But if you have a massive fire, if you have a bonfire, if you have a powerful fire, the wind's not going to put out those fires, no matter how strong the wind is. And there is doimah to a candle. And there is a candle. But a candle doesn't have koyach connected heavy winds. They say, oh look,
They asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? So many kids, Rachman Al-San, going off, so many kids in these days, in these Torahs. So they asked Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov said, you know the famous marshal, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. When there's a strong, very, very powerful wind, those apples are going to fall far from the tree. The koichos of tumor, the koichos of the ashpois of delt are so powerful in these generations, the apples start to fall far from the tree. The candle cannot exist in a heavy wind, in a heavy storm, with tremendous winds about, which was the wave in America at that time, and all the ashpois. It can't exist. Very few candles can hold out. But an aura, a fire, a bonfire, a massive fire, won't get blown out. You have to establish yeshivas, mekoymes of Torah, because Torah is doimet to aura. It's not just a candle. It's a fire. It's a moiridik, a fire. And a fire spreads. And a fire produces. A fire can go far and far and far. The fires, you see the Havdol today, but the fires, you see the fire takes days and weeks to put out these massive fires, forest fires all over the world, California, 21 days burnt down. But we see the koach of a fire. You see a koach of a fire, the Velt used to call a Baron Kotler, Zatzech, Tzadik, the Kojlo, and plant a fire. Look what's going on in Lakewood today, boys. I want to see what a fire brings, boys. Started with 6 Talmidim, but we say we started with 3 Talmidim. Today we're up to 43. Rabbi started with 6 Talmidim in a little house. Boys, go see what Lakewood is today, boys. Go see a massive fire. Go ahead, boys. Because it touches the neshama and it burns as only a fire. And we have to understand that. We have to know that. No matter where we are, no matter what time of the year it is, 365 days a year. The Hilgo of Meir Shapiro established the Daf Yomi. He understood that there's no such day in the year that there's a patur. Daf HaYomi, the person has to have every day a daf to go with him. It's Erev Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur. You see the Yidin that are mamish, Moshe Nevesh for the Daf HaYomi, Erev Yom Kippur, Moitzi Yom Kippur, Erev Tisha B'Av, Moitzi Tisha B'Av. There's no day in the year that Torah is not learned, because without Torah for that day, there's no life. That Meir understood, and he wanted Klal Yisrael to understand. And Klal Yisrael understood that, that's what they accepted. Na'as of Nishma. This is the Kofal and Hagi. Hashem wants to know, you accepted it, very nice, but it's calling your Ratzah. I want you to understand, I want it to ingrain in you, that you have to know, it's called for Aleh and Hagigigis. Without the Torah, you don't have existence. And this was the message that Rus answered Noam. When it came down to it, Noami and Rus, Naomi and Rus and Naomi were prospective mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. There was another one, Orpah. We learned last year in Soita. And they both wanted to cling to the mother-in-law. They both wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And they both were interested. Naomi pushes them off. And Orpah leaves. And Rus stays. But what was Rus? Lashon. I once saw from Moshe Schwab, he typed into the Pshat. What did he say? Ki amavus yafrid ben yirenei. Only death will separate us. Because she understood that clinging to Ami, Naomi, clinging to her way, clinging to the way of Torah meant life. And clinging to the other way meant death. And that has to be the perspective. Ki heim chayim. We can't just mouth the words of Ma'ariv. It has to be something that we believe in, we live it. That there should be no day of Bein Hazmanim, which is coming up, and then no day during the Zman. That Torah is not a mainstay of the day, at least some part of the day. That we live with it.
And if we could take it further, the more we could take it. If we go, if we go Ben Azman and we learn in the morning, and throughout the day we have a free time, we think of a kasha that we don't learn about. Or even now, we have a Ben Azman or Fridays or Shabbos, we spend time and we spend an hour, whatever, learning, and the rest of the day we're thinking about a kasha. We have to know at that time we're attached to the life, to the chut of Chaim. And if we realize that, Rabbi Sai, that there's nothing's going to stand in our way from learning Torah, there's going to be no excuse. There's going to be no teretz why you couldn't learn that day. There's going to be no teretz why any day of our lives you couldn't learn. When the Rambam passes until the Talmud Torah, they buy Yisurim, no matter who, he's high in the Talmud Torah. No Shnei Rambam. Bein Bal Yisurim, Bein Diz, Bein Tzuma. Oh, we find Peturim by every mitzvah, Rabbi Yisad. Ve'elu, Hakol, Chayam, Beriyah, Chutz. Every mitzvah, there's a Chutz. Of a Talmud Torah, there's no Peturim, Rabbi Yisad, a Talmud Torah. So if the Rambam, Bein Bal Yirov, Bein Bal Yisurim, he's on his deathbed. Chiyiv Talmud Torah. But it's Chayeinu. It's life itself. And the Torah will all live with this. Every new word of Torah gone on. He couldn't be without it. The tzad that they had, Chas Hashem, they were in. I remember they used to say, they told Reb Scheinberg once that he had to take a certain operation. So they told the Reshiva that they want to put him under a little bit because the pain from the operation is going to be very severe, and in order for him to handle, you have to put him under a little bit. So she said, going on, I'll be out a little bit from learning for a little while. He said, give me a few seconds. Let me chach to the sugya. He said, okay. As soon as he was ready, he started to chach to the sugya. He started to think about the sugya. And that was it. He stopped. He started to think of the sugya. The doctor started to work. He didn't feel that. That's another shmooze. He didn't feel it. The simcha of the Torah. Or with the vorcha boy. They put you under it for a few hours, whatever, an hour. What about Torah? The Welt says, oh, I don't know if it's true, but they don't say these stories about you and me, but everybody knows the Helik Rashi from the Mir, of Nassim Tzvi Finkel. Everybody knows the Yisurim that he has, everybody, the Parkinson disease that he suffers from, and that affects his everyday life, Rabbi Sain. I heard from people that are close to him. This is the, I don't know exactly if it's a 100% true, but I heard from people that are close to him, that there's certain medications that he could take to make it easy. Not that it won't be improved, but to make it easy. Everybody sees how he walks. I once saw him at a bar mitzvah trying to eat a piece of kugel. Mamish, it took him just to get to the thing, to the piece of kugel. So they asked, so the seed said that somebody who was close to him said that there's medication that you give to him. Again, not to necessarily cure it, but to make it simpler and easier for him. But the pshat will be harder for him to learn. It will take away from his mental capacity. Takes the ability to learn Torah. He'd rather go with the Parkinson's and not have to take away from his learning. What's the pshat, Rabbi Sad? What's the pshat? Pshat is that these people understand this is chayei. This is life itself. What's the shayla? You want to take away life and give me what? So I can move my body, chas v'shalom, should be a little better. But this is life. Baruch Hashem, we can function, but we have the ability. Baruch Hashem, we have the health, the etzem. We have everything available today. Baruch Hashem, we have a parent. We have parents that are willing to send us parents to Israel to learn yeshivas. They give whatever we need for us. It's all in front of us. We have the opportunity. The Beis Medrash is open. There's no one locking the doors. I might start charging. No one charging money, Rabbi Sad. It's all available right there. Emes Chayim. Now what are we doing? Are we using him out? Are we taking advantage? Are we using as much time as we can? There's so much to gain. There's so much available. Are we using out our abilities? Are we producing what we can? Are we reaching our potential? Baruch Hashem, the shtag going on. But I feel if a person understood what Torah really is, there could be a little bit more. We could always be nice, and I'm talking to myself. To understand this society, it's a yisoid for life. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing in life, we could be one day working somewhere and an extra shiur given in the office. We could go to the shiur, we could read the newspaper about Howard Johnson, just new one opened up in New Mexico. They serve Baskin Robbins ice cream over there. I spend the whole afternoon reading the newspaper. Or we could hop another shiur, a Mr. Brewer shiur, 20 minutes. We could take in our car, Rabbi Yisai. We'll listen today on the radio. Hop another shiur in the radio, in the car. Nocha chayenu. But she used to say, I remember, they used to say, why not take a safe in the traffic lights? What does a guy do in a traffic light? Look at the guy in the car next door who's looking back at you. So you looked at each other, very nice. He has green sunglasses, I have blue sunglasses. Baruch Hashem, this is another person. Sometimes it's not so healthy to see the person in the car across the way, Abosai. The Shiva used to say, why take a Mishnah, take a Mishnayas, Abosai. You know how many Mishnayas you can learn, Abosai? If Zelik Bengis, Abosai, the Hedek Rav from Yerushalayim, if Zelik Bengis used to make a scene once a year on Shas, everybody knew it, Rosh Hashanah time, I think, he used to make it. One year, Hanukkah time, he's making a scene. Make a scene. On Shas, everybody said, wow, what's going on? It's out of the regular, his regular Ma'alech. What's Pshat? So he asked, this scene was murder. He made an extra special scene. What's the scene about? Well, I'm invited to Chasanas, Bar Mitzvahs, Pidyon HaBens, every single thing, grandma's off-sharing parties, everything everybody said. So I have to always, you know, as the Rav of Yerushalayim, I always have to go to different Simchas, and, you know, this the Yidin, you know, come, you know, Siyat Shmaya until the Yidin come. So the mice, I have to wait sometimes. Sometimes there's a shtickle delay. Chutbah is the Pashtur. So I have a small shas I take with me. 10 minutes here. Over the last 10 years, he finished the Gan Shas. Okay, so we can't finish all shas. But a person has a Masechta that he knows. He takes it with him. I mean, you can finish Masechtas, this 10 minutes here, 10 minutes here. What are we talking about already? What are you doing? Did you taste the Franks in the jackets at the Shmorg? Did you have the pastrami, the hot pastrami with the mustard or without the mustard this time? Did you have the honey-coated mustard or the, you know, the ketchup-coated mustard? What did you have? The mayonnaise? What did you take? Did you have this? Did you have that? A guy goes to the Hasna. I'm not saying the whole time, but you have 10 minutes on the side. We take Mishnayis, we finish Shas Mishnayis with us. Shas Mishnayis, Shas Bavli, Shas Rishon, whatever it is, Mishnah Brura, Halacha. I'm not saying to be a hermit, but there's so much time in a person's life. And a person realized that this is Chayenu, it wouldn't go to waste. The person dreams is an extra thing. Yeah, if I have it, I don't have it, okay. The person wants more nourishment for the soul. There would be no suffering that people would try to learn more. That the Chofetz Chaim said, I said over that ma'isa. That said, a person should have a masechta that he's a baki in. Because there's always time they can be chazering and finishing masechta. That masechta hundreds of times, Rabbi Yisrael. And he comes up to Shemayim. Comes up to Shemayim of the 120 with thousands of times finishing masechta, a certain masechta, with thousands of blocks. Or hundreds of plot, or even tens of plot that were finished in times. And instead, what do we come up with? Hundreds of newspaper articles, what's he going to come up with? This is what it's about. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us. We should be zeicha to understand this lesson. We should be zeicha that our zman is used out to the fullest. We should be zeicha to Aben Hazman that's coming up, Rabbi Yisai. Now's the time to make the plans for it. That Aben Hazman should be used out to the fullest. That there are Sidurim that we keep attached to Torah. We don't want to come back after Aben Hazman and we have to send out the spiritual ambulances to get you from the airport. Here he is. Shmuel Belkovich. Oh man, I'm half paralyzed spiritually. There was no Torah. I'm dehydrated. Get to, you know, hook them up to the ICU again. He hasn't seen Torah in a month and a half, 6 weeks. The last time, I think, what was the Masechta we learned last month? Oh yeah, it's on the shelf, Chagiga. I forgot the Masechta. I once had a Bach, I interviewed her. I asked him, what did you learn winters, man? He forgot the Masechta. That was the biggest chiddush to me. Not though the daf that you learned, okay, what Masechta did you learn? You know, I narrowed it down to 39. What Masechta? You never forgot the Masechta that you learned. Abba forgets the theft that he learned last month. What the pshat? What did you do, Ben Azmanim? I know what you did. And for life, wherever we are, Abba. Hillel, Bechayim, Saniyim, Yosef, and Hashoyim. We can all be attached to Torah, Abba. We can all live in the real, true sense of life. We can all burn with the fire of Torah. We just have to have the realization and the understanding and a desire to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It should be Zoycha to mekabel this old Torah. Mekabel HaTorah this week to realize that this is Ki Heim Chayenu Verach Yomeinu Vohem Nega Yoyim Avaloyim. Be Zoycha to the Birchas HaTorah V'Yav Aschol Al-Chosim V'Yenu Li'Oilomim. Zeugt die Arbeit auf der Kirche Borch und ist Brocho, Schiach zu kennen mit ihm.